The Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Max on motion.
No!
What about that from Max?
Big performance from Max. He's gone. And the duplex.
And for 4 and 20, we've been there for it all. Australia's original fan food. Here he is, Max Gore.
Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
Lovely
good morning.
To see you, mate.
Thank you for having me in.
Monday feels a fair way away. You'd be pretty keen, I would have thought.
Yeah, it is. And it's a big build-up. We got to see Neil on Tuesday.
Yeah. How's he going?
I mean, as good as he can be. Mm. You can still get a smile out of him. And we had a little cuddle.
Oh, that's nice.
Which was nice. But, and we actually heard from him this year because he can speak through that computer now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we heard a couple of words of wisdom. And,
oh, that's nice.
Which was nice.
As we just talk about some of the things going on around footy at the moment, Lance Franklin's playing his 350th tonight against St Kilda at the SCG. He's only the 22nd bloke to do that. That's amazing, isn't it? 350?
Yeah, right. I would have thought it would have been less. 22 have got there.
350.
Yeah, right.
It's a hell of a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of games, especially in this
year. How many have you
played? Not even 200 yet.
Oh, you must be close.
I think I'm close, but I'm not quite there. Oh.
How old are you, Max?
I'm 31. How old are you?
I'm 52 this year. Okay. I'm not going to get to 300, but you
No, I missed a lot of games when I was young.
Oh, that's right. You had the knee, knee.
And I was shit.
Takes a bit of the fun out of it. A couple of runs in the twos.
Yeah.
Have you had many on-field experiences with Buddy? Have you had chats to him? Is he a competitor?
He's had a beautiful matchup with Stephen May the last sort of 5 or 6 times. Yeah, he's a competitor, and when he's going, he's yappy and whatnot. I've seen him at full flight a few times. We actually get him in his last, if Sydney don't make finals, we get the last game of the year Sydney at Sydney. So
yeah, that could be a big farewell for him.
Could be a Buddy
him.
Extravaganza.
Could be for a spot in the finals.
They could play finals.
He seems to just have a switch where he flicks it, and when he gets to that next level, he is unstoppable and has always been.
Correct, and that's why you got to keep playing him the whole way through, because he could kick 6.
He kicked 13 against us once in Tassie.
Yeah, that was
fun.
Anthony Hudson caught that. Yeah, that was an amazing game of footy. Who was that on? Thompson?
Yeah, it would have been.
It was.
And it might have been his last year.
Scott Thompson.
Scotty Thompson. He was a good footballer, Scott Thompson.
Yeah.
Might have been his last game.
I don't think it was.
Okay.
When you're out there with Buddy, does he feel like he has some sort of aura? Can you tell that Buddy's around?
Well, purely because no one is his size. So he's
a big
obviously 200 odd centimetres or just under, and he's massive, and he's a half forward. Like it's very unique. So he does. Mm. The socks up help as well.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I like that. Yeah.
And he's got the strut. He's got the swagger. He's got the skills. He's hard at it.
Yep.
Been a wonderful footballer.
Been playing for a long time. I know the 350 games, but also
20 years.
Yeah, also the time. It's been a long time. One of my greatest memories of watching football was that 2007 elimination final when he kicked the winner to beat Adelaide.
Yeah.
Anyone
07.
Playing along? Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's 3 years before I started, and he's in his prime there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Life membership at Hawks and Sydney.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty
Scott
amazing.
Thompson played a further 7 years after that.
I thought it was a bit early. It was a bit early for Scott Thompson. Yeah. Jeez, he was good though, Scott Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
He was.
Stalwart.
Clayton Oliver's racing against the clock to play on the King's birthday after requiring antibiotic treatment in hospital for an infected blister.
Yeah, he's in hospital.
That's gone pear-shaped.
Yeah, it did go pear-shaped.
Where's the blister? Which part
I'm
of it?
I'm presuming his foot.
Yeah. I hope it's foot. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it'd be down the wharves.
I went and dropped him a coffee and muffin off yesterday, which
nice,
was nice.
He would have loved that.
What kind of muffin?
Banana and chocolate.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Very. That is elite muffin delivery.
He was asleep at the time, so I sort of snuck in, and the bed didn't fit him, and he was asleep with his laptop in his hand.
Aww.
So it was a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah. Did you kiss his forehead?
Let's say yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you take photos and send them to the group?
I thought that would have been incredibly against the privacy.
Yeah.
Sneaking into a hospital room and taking a photo. Sounds bad.
Do you think he'll get up?
Yeah, it's Clayton. He played about 150 games in a row until this hamstring.
Yeah.
We got to make sure the hamstring's right. It was going to be okay to play, but he hasn't trained now for 2 or 3 days. So I dare say he's out today or whenever he's out, and he'll train tomorrow. Well, I don't know anything about antibiotic treatment as well.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
Can you train or?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You can drink, I know that.
Can you?
Yeah. You really can. You can hook in. I recommend it.
I don't think you can.
You can't.
The other thing I was going to say about Buddy is, for a guy who hasn't been doing a lot of training over the last sort of couple of seasons, he's kept himself amazingly fit.
We're back to Buddy.
I don't know how he does that, though. Do you know what I mean? His body shape doesn't seem to change, but we know that he doesn't train at that heavy workload level.
We had a year or two where he didn't really play, and that we all thought, I mean, in around that COVID era, we all thought that might have been it. And now he's come back and he looks fit again.
Mm.
I don't know anything about his training schedule, so he doesn't train.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, Longmire said as much for the last 3 or 4 years.
Mm. Doesn't do a lot of training.
I might get on that schedule.
He must be calorie deficient. He's a tuna and brown rice guy. I made some of that up. Carlton and the Bombers hoping to turn the King's Birthday Eve into one of the next sort of annual blockbusters. They're expecting 70,000 on Sunday night.
Yeah, any chance you can get another blockbuster, I'm all for it. I would never get tired of blockbusters.
Mm.
Two big clubs that can play in a standalone game at the G. Yeah. We got Anzac Eve, which is a similar sort of feel to it.
Mm.
King's Birthday Eve, why not? Why is there only two teams have a bye this week? It's gone.
Oh, it's funky.
Because it's over three rounds, isn't it?
Four rounds. Yeah.
Four, is it this year? Is it always four?
It was three the last few years.
Normally it's six teams. Yeah. Now it's 4-2-6-6.
Yeah.
Yeah, strange. Right. Let's have a look at the round. Sydney versus St Kilda tonight. Sydney Cricket Ground. Buddy's 350, as we discussed.
Swans.
It'd be hard. I mean, yeah, you'd have to say. Well, yeah.
Have you got a stat on Buddy's milestone games? They win them.
Oh, have you heard the stat from William about his games?
Oh, you do have a stat.
100, 200, 300, 350, all against the Saints.
Yeah, that's unlucky. It hasn't been the same defender the whole time, though, has it? No,
probably it couldn't have been.
No, sure. Over 20 years. No.
Yeah.
Bulldogs, Port Adelaide, tomorrow night, Marvel Stadium. Port going for a club record 10 consecutive wins.
And they get it. They win.
What's happened to the Bulldogs?
I think they're still going well.
You beat them in the grand final, didn't you?
Do you want to talk about that? There's an expected score stat that Goody always runs with every time we lose. He goes, expected score, we're actually supposed to win. Bulldogs were, I think, only a point lost to Geelong.
Yeah.
On terms of like what was supposed to happen if you did it by numbers rather than actual game.
Really would have solidified their spot in the eight.
Yeah.
Must have stung.
Gold Coast up in Darwin is one of the toughest trips in footy by the looks of things. Yeah. So Bulldogs are still good, but Port are top two.
Mm. Hawthorn versus Brisbane Saturday at the G.
Okay, yeah.
The Lions have won one from their last 13.
And we don't need to talk about that. Where they won that one game? Well, we do. It's at the G, but who it was against.
Assuming it was against you.
Yeah, it was a final as well.
Adelaide West Coast, Adelaide Oval. Tex Walker's playing his 250th. That's been lost in the Buddy mix.
I would have thought he would have been more. I would have thought he would have been close to the three, but... Crows win that. At West Coast are down to 25, I think.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Forfeit time.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they'll forfeit, but the kid they picked at number one will in the mid-season draft will probably play, won't he?
Yeah. But what about the game where he met the coach in the lift?
That was ridiculous.
This is going back to last year where he's shaking hands with the guy. Lovely to meet you. Have fun.
It's been going for 2 years, this West Coast.
It's crazy. Yeah, wow. Freo Richmond, Optus Stadium.
I'm going to go Tigers, just in a little upset there.
Nice one. North GWS, Sunday 3:20, Blundstone Arena. Well, it's a shame I can't make that one.
North are a big chance down there.
North are a big chance. They're playing good football.
We really are.
You might not want Clarko back. The stuff under Brett Radden's been unbelievable.
He really has. Yeah. But I think it's the whole thing. It's a combination of Clarko going, it's all the stress, it's the players going, you know what, let's pull our fingers fair out of our dates here.
And we'll go North.
Carlton Bombers, the debut of the King's Birthday Eve. They're saying 70,000. 7:15 Sunday night. It feels good.
What do you reckon, love?
I reckon we have to get this one.
You have to?
Have to. Okay. Or I'm calling it. I'm done.
What do you mean? You're leaving Carlton?
For a time.
Really?
Oh, Lars.
Where would you go?
Us?
Nowhere. Yeah, I think I would.
Okay.
I barely watched the game last week. I was just sitting on the couch like, I'm not even interested.
Okay.
Because you were scared, that's why.
I was scared and worried.
But your partner would have been loving it.
He loved it.
Yeah. No offence, Max, but that was a shocking game of footy.
Yeah, but I agree with you. No offence taken.
you cleared that up beautifully, William.
We kept a team with two Coleman medalists that needed to win to 40 points.
Yeah.
So we'll take it as a good game for us. But yeah, I agree. It probably wasn't the best thing to watch. I was missing goals from 20 metres out. It wasn't.
Would you call it stinky?
You would.
Yeah.
And you would tag me on Instagram to make sure I see it as well.
Yeah. Don't do that anymore, please.
I didn't tag him.
Don't tag people, please.
Call him stinky.
Melbourne v Collingwood, the big one, the big freeze. It's the biggest one to date. First versus third. Brody Grundy's first game versus his former club. It's got a bit of everything, the big slide, the whole thing. It's going to be wonderful.
I'm still getting my head around the coincidence the king and the queen are born on the same day.
I know. Unbelievable. What a chance. That's the Germans for you, mate. So what are you thinking? Collingwood are in extraordinary form.
Yeah, so I'll take you back to last year. Last year we were, I think, 11-1 going into this game, and Collingwood was sort of in the position we were, about 8-4, and Collingwood knocked us off. So maybe a little roles reversed this time around. But yeah, they've lost two games in a year.
Mm. How do you stop them at the moment? What's the team talk? Who do you're looking at the day costs? I mean, where does it end?
I mean, you got to look into pretty much the whole 22. It's like when teams are going well, when they've the same as Port, when they've won, there's this amount of games in a row. It looks like all 22 players are playing their best football of their career.
They really understand their roles, don't
they? It was similar to us at the back end of 2021 and the start of 2022. It looked like there's like everyone was playing career best form. Where do you finish? You could say Dacos, but then do you take out Pendles, Taylor Adams in the midfield, Crisp and Tom Mitchell, because they're doing a lot of stuff for their team. Mason Cox and Darcy Cameron provide a pretty good...
Did you think to go his 3 weeks was fair?
Yeah. I've got a bit on the Tribune. Like, every time someone does something, there's a big character thing for 2 or 3 days. Let's just... He hit him. It was accidental. Well, it seemed to be a little bit accidental, like a game state type thing.
Yeah.
And he gets his 3 weeks, and we see him in 3 weeks. Like, I just don't get why we pile in on him for...
You don't like the narrative around it?
No, and it's the same with when Cozzy Pickett got his 2. There was a real pile on Cozzy Pickett. There was a pile on McAdam when he got his 2. Like,
I did pile on a little
bit. Did you? Yeah. Let's just get their 2
questioning
weeks.
Questioning character and things like that.
Let's just give him his 2 weeks. Give him his 3 weeks. And
I said when he was texting him, he must have had autocorrect on. I said some horrible things.
Okay.
Which, in hindsight, I regret.
Yeah.
You just say stuff.
Yeah. Of course.
Mate, have a lovely Monday.
Thank you.
Kick a couple of goals. Yeah. Take a couple of screamers.
I've never taken a screamer in my life. But
Monday, you watch. You'll be up on someone's shoulders.
Wow. Okay.
20 feet off the ground.
20 feet off the ground. Got any, Max?
Thanks, guys.
We'll chat to you next time. Max Gawn on The Marty Sheargold Show, Melbourne's Triple M.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.